not free, we're all misunderstood. They say we stand for nothing, and there's no way we ever could. Now we see everything is going wrong with the world and those who lead it. We just feel like we don't have the means to rise above and beat it. So we keep on waiting, yeah, waiting on the world to change. We keep on waiting, yeah, waiting on the world to change. It's hard to beat the system when we're standing at a distance. So we keep on waiting, yeah, waiting on the world to change.
Now if we had the power to bring our neighbors home from war, they would have never missed a Christmas, no more ribbons on the door. And when you trust your television, what you get is what you got. 'Cause when they own the information, oh, they can bend it all they want.
That's why we're waiting, yeah, waiting on the world to change. We keep on waiting, yeah, waiting on the world to change. Not that we don't care, we just know that the fight ain't there. So we keep on waiting, yeah, waiting on the world to change. One day the younger generation is gonna rule the population. So we keep on waiting, yeah, waiting on the world to change.
Keep on waiting,
yeah, waiting on the world to change. Waiting on the world to change. Waiting on the world to change. Waiting on the world to change.
Peter Pastore's online right now. Listening Lyrics is the name of the show. I'm going to be your host for the next hour right here on KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. Today we have a little different kind of show. I started the show off with Waiting on the World to Change by John Mayer. And I'm doing that because we have a very special guest with us today, and it's Eric Jones. Eric, why don't you introduce yourself and welcome?
Thank you, Peter. So, my name's Eric Jones. I am a candidate for Congress in California's 4th congressional district, and I could tell you a lot about who I am, but I think the whole point of being here is we're gonna mix it into a bit of radio, and
we will
songs.
Know. Yeah. By the songs you pick, what kind of person you are.
Oh, wow. That's a high, tall order. But let's see how I do.
Okay. You've picked a few songs. Obviously, they're going to be delving into some things that are important to you. The one I picked, Waiting on the World to Change, is because I'm hoping the world will change. And I think the name of that title is a little off because you shouldn't be waiting for the world to change. You should be working to make the world change a bit. But anyways, you've picked some great songs. What kind of music did your parents listen to?
Well, it's a bit of a representation you'll see here, but it's a lot of stuff that I still listen to. My mom is a big Joni Mitchell gal. My dad was Stones as much as we could do it, as many albums as we could rip through.
Okay.
And yeah, I think they kind of got stuck there, though. I'm not sure they listened to much newer stuff, so I try to help them out every once in a while.
Good, good. Okay, I'm going to share a story that I've told before. I had a group on 2 months ago that was in high school, and I asked them which songs they were influenced by, right? And they gave me The Beatles, The Stones, Led Zeppelin. And I said, my God, these are the people I grew up with when I was your age. How can this be? And then I thought, okay, that was what, 60 years ago? When I was that age, 60 years ago, would have been at the turn of the century, 1900 even. There was no recorded music. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
We're talking about a bridge sitting here. My God. But it's amazing that they can draw from people way back then. We couldn't. We had to invent it.
And it's amazing with all the technology in the world, from the history of recorded music to today, we still listen to songs on albums.
Right.
In fact, it's more popular than ever.
Yeah, exactly. So let's see. The first song you picked is Coal by from their album Bottles and Bibles. Now, that's interesting, by Tyler Childers.
Tyler Childers, yeah. For those of you who aren't familiar, I think he's picking up a little bit of the Bruce Springsteen mantle of these blue-collar, working-class, you know, bluegrass-inspired anthems that still speak to folks on the left. They have obviously some country twang to them, but this song is one. It really hit me the very first time I listened to it because it speaks to towns in America that have just been left behind.
Okay,
and it speaks to communities with old men and young men, many who can't work anymore and have to go through things in our healthcare system and our medical system and get left behind. And particularly, there's a line here around staying away from pills and keeping your nose on the grindstone in reference to seeing others in his community and knowing that if he was going to find a way out, that would be the way.
Let's take a listen.
Tribal, transgender. Now God make coal for the men who sold their lives to West Van Leer. And you keep on digging till you get down there where it's darker than your darkest fears. And that woman in the kitchen, she keeps on cooking, but she ain't had meat in years. You just live off bread, live off hope and a pool of a million tears. Now let me tell you something about the gospel and make sure that you mark it down. When God spoke out, let there be light, he put the first of us in the ground. And we'll keep on digging till the coming of the Lord and Gabriel's trumpet sounds. Cause if you ain't mining for the company, boy, there ain't much in this town. We could have made something of ourselves out there if we'd listened to the folks that knew that coal is gonna bury you. Darker than a dungeon, and it's deeper than a well. So sometimes I imagine that I'm getting pretty close to hell. And in my darkest hour, I cry out to the Lord. He says, keep on a mining, boy, 'cause that's why you were born. We could have made something of ourselves out there if we'd listened to the folks that knew that.
love the voice in that, absolutely. Or the guitar, I should say.
Yeah, you guys like that one? That, I mean, every time I listen to that song, I get chills. And it has some darkness to it,
yeah.
Which, again, reminds me of growing up and being in a town where you had a lot of men on welfare, including men in my family, But then there's the hope of the other side, and I just think we gotta believe in a better future.
Okay, so that was your first song. The second one goes back to my generation.
We're going to stay in your generation a bit, I think.
Okay. I like it.
That's what the good stuff is.
Go for it.
So this is Gimme Shelter by the Rolling Stones. And not to be too on the nose about it, but we're in a part of the country in Northern California where shelter is visceral, both because of the rising cost of housing, but also because of what we face every, you know, seasonally in the fear of fires. And it just feels like an anthem to call out to everyone in power, with power, to address this issue head on. Because to me, both how we treat our environment, but how we take care of people, and how we prioritize people over corporations and making sure that everyone has a home, and that we can all afford electricity rates and we can all afford our utilities, that's first and foremost what we care about.
Thank you.
Well, what do you think, Eric? Do you want to go to a bar with me after this song and just sit around and talk about how we're going to change things?
Yeah, is that how this one makes you feel? This next one coming up?
I remember that song just vividly, always playing. We had jukeboxes back then. And it was always coming up.
For those who haven't guessed it yet, this is The Times They Are Changing, coming up by Bob Dylan. And this one always hit me because he really describes it as almost a stampede. And it wasn't just that we were symbolically looking for change. Right. It needed to happen. And he was telling come senators, congressmen, like, get out of the way, right? Or else you're going to get run over. So feels a little bit appropriate. And then they did. Yeah,
absolutely.
Wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing. Some writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin. And there's no telling who that it's naming. Was the loser now will be later to win. For the times, they are a-changing. Come, senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't lock up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are a-changing. Mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. For the times, they are a-changing. It is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times, they are a-changing.
Folks, you just heard a tidbit of the next song coming up. That was a great song with old Bobby Dylan that's still around. Did you know he's also a great welder?
Huh.
He makes gates for his friends. He took a hole he had in France. He had a railroad line put in from the main railroad. And he took a steel boxcar, and he just carved beautiful designs with a torch in it. Unbelievable what he can do with a welding machine.
This is
the Bob Dylan.
Yeah, this is not at all what I expected to hear Bob Dylan.
No, it's amazing, you know. It's not just his...
It's poetry in all forms.
Yes. Have you ever heard his song, The Tempest?
Mm-hmm.
The one about the sinking of the Titanic, mm-hmm. 12 or 13 minutes long. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. So Before we go on, let me just ask you a quick little question, if you can answer it in a short version. Why are you doing this? Not the show, but
I'm a father. I have two young kids. There are four, and my son Owen is four. My daughter is a year old. And I think that the world that I brought them into, in this the direction it's going, is darker and not brighter. And I think that if there's one promise in America that we've always held to, is that we would fight for a brighter future. And that's the promise we would always give to the next generation. And somewhere along the line, I think that collectively, but also most specifically in our political leadership, we stopped fighting for that promise and for that future. And I'm not a politician. I've done a lot of work. I've started a nonprofit. I've started several healthcare companies. I spent a lot of my time before this battling Trump online through our foundation and our nonprofit work. But this felt like a more urgent moment than just participation. It needed something greater than that. I really needed to step into the game directly. And I hope to make a better and brighter future for my kids and for everyone in my generation, because I want to see that. I want to see that again in our country.
Thank you. Well said. So with that said, why the Nationals, coming up with their song, Mr. November?
Yeah, we're listening to the Live from Rome version here, which is probably my favorite. So the lead singer here is Matt Berninger. He's you can never quite tell what he's saying,
right?
Which is great, almost kind of like Bob Dylan. You can come back to it and look at it in different ways. So I don't know quite why they wrote this song, but when it was written, people said it was in reference to John Kerry.
Okay.
But then they repurposed it for Obama in 2008 and had these T-shirts when they were touring that said Mr. November with Obama's face on it. And Matt, the lead singer here, is a big, very much a people over corporations type of guy. And one of the less known things about Obama is that was a big part of the legacy Obama tried to lead. He really, on his way out, tried to bend our party towards no corporate PACs, no corporate money.
Right.
His pushing was reversed by maybe the Clinton dynasty, continuation of that. But he really wanted to see a different version of our politics. And even when it comes to things like pork barreling, Obama legislated and pulled that out. So I think he believed in a more responsive, better version of our politics. And it really inspired me and a lot of my political views. That's I believe that corporate money and corporate power is really the end of democracy. And it's why I'm taking a promise to never take corporate money in my campaign. And I hope that we can make that a trend nationally.
What has impressed me with your campaign so far is, correct me if I'm wrong, but you've raised over $1 million from small donations. That are small means what, 50,000 or less, or
so it's a good exactly. In the land of billionaires, everything is small.
Right.
We have only take money from individuals,
right?
And also I will say not every individual. We do it was a big discussion my wife and I had when we started this. You know, who we let in the door. But yes, so all individuals, no corporate money, no special interest money at all. And we've raised now over $1.5 million.
That's
publicly. Publicly. And we want to keep that momentum going. And yeah, look, there are definitely some bigger donations there, but they're all capped at what's $3,500 per person per cycle. So you can kind of think of, you know, that's per election. So it's not a small amount, but it requires a bit more work than what I've learned is corporations tend to call you and give you their money, whereas when you're trying to build a movement, you have to really go out and ask people, and that requires something different.
Right. Okay, let's take a listen to Mr. November by The National.
nothing like it was in my room, in my best clothes, trying to think of you. This is nothing like it was in my room, in my best clothes. Know what to do in my best clothes. This is when I need you. The English are waiting. I don't know what to do in my best clothes. Cause I'm the new blue blood. I'm the great white hope. I'm the new blue.
Alrighty, they're doing a few things there in the words that we can't do anything about. Unfortunately, that was not marked E. But anyways, you get the gist.
And the gist is step into the moment.
Right.
And shine.
Yes. And shine. Okay. Alrighty. Eric.
Yes, sir.
Tell me... let me pull this over here. Who is doing what on the last Wednesday of every month?
KDRT is doing monthly Suds and Sounds event and will not be held during the month of November. But don't fret. December's Suds and Sounds has been moved up and will take place December 10th, 2025 at Armadillo Music.
And the reason why we're not doing it on in November or December?
You're going to tell me?
I'm going to tell you. The last Wednesday of December is New Year's Eve. And the last Wednesday of November is right before Thanksgiving. So people decided that they'd rather be with their family and friends and loved ones. So anyways, December 10th, we're going to do it. And you'll get more information on that as we go on. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. I'm sitting here with Eric Jones. He's a congressional candidate for Congress. Let's see. We have the preliminary elections coming up when?
That's in June, the first week of June.
June.
Yep.
And then we have the general election that would have to be November.
Correct. As per our last song, Mr. November.
There you go. And we've invited Eric on the show because he's doing this, which is very important. But we, since this is a music show, I've asked him to prepare a music list of songs that he likes. But remember, folks, the opinions on listening lyrics are those of the host and the guests. If you disagree... please direct all complaints to the nearest jukebox and not KDRT. How's that?
That sounds great.
Okay, then you can play your own songs if you go to the jukebox. What's the next song, my friend?
So we're going to rewind a little bit, but not too far back in time, to Born to Run by Bruce Springsteen. And look, if there's a better song about the American dream, I haven't heard it. And again, getting back to that Americana, blue-collar, working class, respecting and loving your community, but also getting out of the small town. And it's something I feel very grateful to my country and the people in my community and the teachers who lifted me up that I was able to do that. And it's something that now when I run for office, I want to make sure we provide into more and more people. And I just think that working people in this country are getting a short thrift, and we should make life easier on them. And I'm proposing we do that with a little bit of a refund, put $10,000 back into the pockets of working families. So let's drive some real upward mobility in California and bring back the American dream.
Bruce Springsteen, Settle Down, Bruce, Born to Run. What a great song. Hey, let me ask you, Eric, what's the last concert you went to?
Oh, wow. The last concert I went to was the National.
Really?
At the Greek, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
In San Francisco?
Berkeley.
Berkeley, okay. What's the first concert you went to?
Ooh, the first concert I went to. This one's tough. Oh. I want to say it was the Strokes?
Oh, my.
But that doesn't even make any sense, but I was really young.
Well, could be.
Yeah.
Could be. Okay. We're getting genre-wise, you're definitely in the rock scene here.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Definitely into rock. This is a little, I probably over-rotate on Bruce because it's a little, may be our campaign, campaign theme song
right
here. But really, I live in the late 60s and 70s. I grew up listening to the Moody Blues, which is a bit of a throwback.
Yeah.
I mentioned a lot of Joni Mitchell.
Right.
So that's really where I still live most of my listening today. And then a bunch of stuff around kind of just more contemporary stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Working out or
jazz
at
all?
The gym. No, not a jazz guy.
Okay.
Not a jazz guy.
Okay.
Yeah. What about you?
Yeah, about the same. But I do lean towards jazz. Jazz and a trumpet to me is like, give me a bourbon with a little piece of ice in it and I'm in heaven. Huh? That's the way it is.
Well, I picked up guitar a few times in my life. My whole family plays. But I unfortunately was the kid running back from football practice with getting to play the clarinet in the high school band, which
okay.
wasn't quite as cool as the guitar.
What about arts in the government? Many programs are being cut. And the first ones to go are usually the arts. To me, that's tragic because there are so many ways people can express themselves through the arts that they can't do. As Paul McCartney said, you can tell things to your guitar that you can't tell to a person, and the guitar can tell you things that no one else can. So not only music, but literature, painting, all of those things, how important that is. Churchill, during the war, asked or someone said to him, we've got to cut the budget for the arts for the army. And he said, if it wasn't for the arts, it's not worth fighting for.
I believe Churchill is often credited with saying, Americans always do the right thing, but at the last possible moment. So he was a wise man.
How about you? Supporting the arts.
So my wife and I, I give credit really to Rachel she takes more than half the credit in our relationship. She's an architect, has her own practice, been building a really awesome business, but also really cares about the arts, and we're doing some pretty cool stuff. Around Napa and Sonoma and Yolo, sponsoring kids to go to summer programs in the arts at Cal.
Okay.
And so we've been doing, we started this year that we're really committed to. We also sponsor a few downtown art programs, one over in Vacaville, and just trying to bring more community art specifically because I find that it's something that brings people together.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, do we need more reasons than ever to bring people together in physical space.
The next song you picked is, we just finished playing one of his, Bruce. Again, this one's called The Rising.
And that leads in pretty well because this song is actually about communities coming back together. It was written after 9/11, but more broadly, I just think it speaks to how we all stand up for each other. And there is nothing more important in this moment in time.
How high I've climbed on the backs of 60-pound stones, on the shoulder half mile of line. Come on up for the rising. Come on up, lay your hands in line. Come on up for the rising. Come on up for the rising tonight. Left the cross.
size. There's holding pictures of our children dancing in a sky filled with light. May I feel your arms around me. May I feel your blood mixed with mine. The dream of life comes to me like a catfish dancing on the end of my line. Sky of blackness and sorrow. Dream of life. Sky of love. Sky of tears. Dream of life. Sky of glory and sadness. Dream of life. Sky of mercy. Sky of fear.
Dancing in the studio. Good Lord. Beautiful song. Beautiful song.
Well, the next one's pretty beautiful, too.
Well, tell us about the next one.
This is A Change Is Gonna Come by Sam Cooke. And it's just one of the most hopeful but honest songs I've ever heard about fighting through struggle, balancing pain, patience, but also there's a sense of inevitability that the future is coming and it's going to be better. And I don't know, we were, when you guys were listening to music, Peter and I were talking about his prior life of, you know, activism and, you know, standing up for what's right.
Right.
And it reminded me that, you know, young people usually get it right. We should pay attention.
And one of the reasons he wrote this song, you might not know, is because the black community was so upset that Bob Dylan, with A Change Is Gonna Come, sort of stole the thrust that this movement was having from them. And there was a lot of pressure on someone to come up with a song that equals that. And that's where you have Change still in his title, if you knew that.
Wow, I didn't.
Yeah. And of course, he started out as a gospel singer. For years, he was in a gospel group, and then he switched to, just like me, he needed to make a little more money. He switched to
we've been there
to pop, and he had some issues, but my goodness, don't we all? So let's take a listen to A Change Is Gonna Come.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. 'Cause I don't know what's up there. Beyond the sky, it's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my.
That song will never get old. Absolutely will never get old. Huh? What do you think?
Well, I think that everyone here should tune in Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m. for That California Sound with John Emery, Scott Schiller, and Shorty, which features local, regional, and small touring bands making their way through California while highlighting the history and culture of California's musicians, venues, teachers, studios, promoters, festivals, and just general resources that enrich our community. That's tune in on Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m. on KDRT 95.7, Davis, California.
Very well done, and such a slick entry.
Do I get a job?
You're hired.
Because I don't have a job right now. I'm an aspiring politician.
So, you know, Nick is helping you here. Nick, are you available Fridays from 4 to 5?
Question if Eric says
If you're available, you could be my helper here. This would be just so awesome. Pointing to things, you got to read this now, you got to read that now, and so on and so forth. What am I doing here?
We're going to mix it up a little bit, Peter.
Okay, yes.
We're going to play next Someday by The Strokes.
Okay.
And look, the reason I like this song is because in addition to being one of my early loves, as I just spoke to,
right,
it kind of speaks to a little bit of failure of our generation, the failure of the political leaders in our generation, and speaking to young voters, it's housing, cost of living. I think these guys from New York, so they probably felt those things pretty hard, and has a little bit of reminiscence today with what we're seeing going on the East Coast.
I heard in Houston or Dallas that three different corporations own 70% of the rental property just in that city alone, which to me seems a little like maybe something's wrong here.
Yeah.
You know?
There's a housing is for people. And I think that's something that we should all remember.
Okay. So now I'm going to go back to one of your big deals is money in politics, that you will only take money from individuals. But the Supreme Court has told me that a company is an individual. Huh?
Yeah, can I hit you with a little bit of hope? So I agree. Look, you're right. They're living, breathing things, unfortunately, without the liabilities. But the great thing on this issue is we can affect change. And by that I mean California alone, through proposition, could pass something that says no California headquartered companies can donate to political campaigns. Now, not every company is headquartered in California, but what that would show is California set an example for other states to follow. Similarly, the DNC has already passed a resolution saying they will allow no corporate and no PAC money in presidential primaries. And I think we should extend that all the way down the line to every Dem on Dem election. And It wouldn't handicap us in the generals, but it would show that we stand for something as a party, and we can effectuate change from the bottom up.
Okay. The Strokes it is. The song is Someday from their album, Is This It? Stokes, Someday. Great song. Absolutely wonderful song. You know, you picked some pretty good ones here, Eric.
Well, I appreciate that. Music is, music has influenced my life. And whenever you need a pick-me-up, music can push you in the right direction.
So for me, this is a first, having a political guest on the show. And, you know, something is very interesting is when I have musicians on, right, they tend to talk about music. And even when they talk about their personal life or what they're doing in business, they're talking about music. So here you are, and I'm very appreciative that you are sitting here, but you're not ashamed of being a political person because you're trying to do something. So that has to come out. So I want to thank you for doing that. And,
And for those of you still listening, I know it's hope we've had some fun, and we didn't quite get to the last song, but it's an important one. It's Don't Stop by Fleetwood Mac. So if you're in the car, this is a song about being hopeful and just keeping on going.
Thanks again for coming. And do you have anything going on in Davis? If you've got 2 or 3 seconds to tell me what's coming up next in Davis or around here, Sacramento.
So we're going to be at the farmer's market next Saturday.
Perfect.
We'll also be knocking doors. And so if you see me, I'm the tall guy with the grin that never stops.